It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Power of One. Our distinguished host is standing by out in the hallway, and we're very excited about this. And I have no idea, you know, how we've kept the press away from this, because this is going to be a very successful game we're playing today.
Now, Charlie invented this game?
Charlie apparently has been working night and day. After he heard the Power of Ten, he felt that he could do a better job hosting it. But I could go on and on.
Oh, boy.
There's really no need, but let's turn this music down, Rob. And now, let's bring him in. Go ahead, Buzz.
Right,
you can be here.
I'll introduce him.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the Power of One with your host, Charlie.
No.
What's
that's not the way we were supposed to do it.
What? What's wrong?
Buzz is always the announcer,
Charlie. No, you don't understand.
Obviously.
I work with one guy.
Oh, you have people now?
Joe.
Oh, really? Oh.
Joe's supposed to be the announcer, Buzz.
I didn't know that, Charlie.
That's the way we're supposed to do it at the meeting.
Is he your people?
Yeah, here he comes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Charlie.
Okay, turn that music off again.
Okay.
Now I've got to go outside.
I'm sorry.
And then I come back in and Joe does the intro,
okay?
And then play the music after he does the intro.
Okay, get ready, America.
That's the way it's supposed to go. I gotta go. Nobody tells the thing.
Bye,
right. That's
Charlie. He's upset.
He's very particular.
Joe, are you ready to announce? Do you have a script?
No, I don't.
But you know what you're doing.
That's right.
All right, when you're ready.
And now it's time to play America's favorite game show with your host, America's favorite game show host, Mr. Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
There he is.
Thank you, Joe. Hello, everybody. My name's Charlie Stuang Stabilak. This is the Power of One. Have a seat, Joe.
All right.
And we're going to play Power of One. I'm your host. You know how Power of One works. We get everybody playing the game. You call up at the phone number, 877-365-3636. You get on the air to play the game.
Okay.
The Power of One will ask you several questions, and we'll see how many points you get. At the end of the game, we add up all the points, and the big winner gets a prize.
Charlie?
Yeah, Rob?
Settle down.
No, you're not supposed to settle down.
No, you have
to. You're supposed to be excited.
This is not how we play Power of Ten.
Let's go around and meet our celebrity panelists.
Panelists.
Where are they?
Well, I guess you're stuck with us, Charlie.
Mm. All right.
Did you want celebrities?
Yes.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
I thought we were going to have celebrities.
No one told us.
All right, you guys will work. Hi, Joe Ottinger.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. You ready to play Power of One?
I'm ready to play Power of One, Charlie.
Thank you, Joe Ottinger.
Is Joe a panelist or a celebrity?
Don't interrupt when we're doing the game, Rob.
Is Joe a panelist or a celebrity? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't matter right now. We're going to play the game.
That interruption was brought to you by Brawny Paper Towels. Extra absorbent.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
Charlie, it's been a while since
Brawny Paper Towels, official paper towel of the Power of One.
It's been a while since you've been here. How's your summer been going?
It's been going very well.
What you been up to?
Well, not yet, but I do the same thing I do every single summer.
What's that?
Vacation Bible School.
Oh, good for you, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you attending or teaching?
I am attending, as I always do, for the last 57 years.
Do you get a lot out of that?
I do.
Like, really?
You learn all sorts about the Bible.
Ah.
And you go on vacation.
That's right. It's great for vacation. Have you started yet?
No, I haven't. I started a couple of weeks.
Okay, well, last year you went, right?
Last year I did go.
What did you learn last year at vacation? Or VBS, we call it.
Don't know. All right. You ready to play the Power of One?
Yes.
All right. Hi, I'm Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
Hi, Charlie.
This is the Power of One. People calling on the show right now would have a chance to answer a bunch of different questions. At the end of the questions, we'll add up the totals. The total point winner will receive a delightful prize from the Power of One. So let's get right to it, and it's time to play the Power of One.
Yay.
Let's go to Dave in Tahoe. Dave, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Charlie.
Are you ready for your first question, Dave?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's how it works. I will give you a category, and then we'll pick a question out of that category, and you win. I mean, you answer. I mean... Don't worry about it.
Do you know how to play this game?
I do, Rob. Shut up. Shut up.
All right.
All right.
Do you want the tension music now?
Yes, please. Put the tension music on.
Is there anything else he needs to know before we start?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that I know of. Okay. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
And thanks for coming on and playing the Power of One. Your first category, houses that the President of the United States live in while in office. And here's your first question.
That's the category?
That is the first category.
All right.
Okay.
This house serves as the official residence of the President of the United States while he serves out his term. It is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the District of Columbia and is known by its distinctive color. It features such notable rooms as the Lincoln Bedroom, the Oval Office, and name this building.
I'm going to say that's the White House.
I'm terribly sorry. Very, very sorry. We have to move on.
Well, thank you, Dave,
terribly
for playing
sorry.
Power
Thanks.
Of One
that's
with
right,
your host,
Joe,
Charlie Stuang-Stabenak.
I'm Charlie Stuang-Stabenak. We're moving along, right? Yes.
It is the White House.
Whatever, Rob.
All right.
Let's
all right.
go to Todd in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, Todd.
Hi, Charlie.
You ready to play the Power of One?
I guess so.
Guess what? It's a bonus round one.
Oh, that's very good.
You know how we play the bonus round, in which all the point totals are doubled for the immediate time being. Then at the end of the round, all accumulated points from the round are reduced by half.
What?
Are you ready to play?
Charlie.
Yes, I am.
What?
Never mind.
Let's go to your category. Here's your category. Let's get the tension music back on, please.
Sure.
This is dramatic.
The category is notable statues of torch-holding women in New York Harbor.
Notable statues of torch-bearing women in New York Harbor.
That's right, Joe. This is so much fun.
Uh-huh. Do you play this in VBS?
I do, yes, Vacation Bible School. Todd, answer to the best of your ability. This large statue was a gift from France that was dedicated in 1886, and it's greeted every immigrant that has entered New York Harbor since then. Its distinctive green color is caused by oxidized copper, and its actual name is Liberty Enlightening the World. Her head is crowned with seven glorious spires, and she stands 151 feet tall. Name, take your time.
Charlie.
Name this statue.
The Statue of Liberty?
I'm terribly sorry. Oh, what a shame. We got to say goodbye to Todd from Albuquerque. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you get a parting gift on the way out. Our next contestant is April from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hello.
Hello, April. Are you liking the Power of One?
I'm loving it.
Guess what, April?
What happened?
Guess what? Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
What?
It's a Fear Factor Fast Cash Fiesta round.
Oh, it's a Fear Factor Fast Cash Fiesta round.
That's right. Listen up. Points are awarded when you tell us something scary. So tell us something scary.
Let's see. Right now, my husband's in Iraq, and it's dangerous.
I'm sorry, not scary enough. I'm terribly sorry. We're going to have to reduce your points by half and say goodbye.
Charlie.
Thanks for so much playing. We appreciate that. Let's go to Rick in Winchester, Virginia. Hi, Rick.
Seems kind of subjective.
Subjective. Yeah, that means it's tough, right?
Right, I suppose.
Very difficult.
Subjective
You're listening.
Means it's tough, Charlie.
That's right, Joe. My man.
Yeah.
My man. Okay, you ready to play, Derek? I mean, Rick?
Yep.
Okay, Sam. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Charlie, what does that sound mean?
Bonus round two.
Bonus round two.
All the points which are awarded are possibly escalated in value, but only in secret. Good luck to you, Rick. Are you ready?
Only in secret.
Our category is...
Yes, Charlie?
First Presidents of the United States.
First Presidents of the United States.
Thank you, Joe Ardner. This first president of the United States was born in 1732 in what is now the state of Virginia and would go on to lead the Continental Army in the Revolutionary War. He would later reside in his house at Mount Vernon with his wife, Martha Washington. And he is called by some the father of our country. Oh, yeah. Guess what? Guess what, Rick? Guess what? That's the siren challenge.
The siren?
That's the siren
it's
challenge.
It's the siren challenge.
Your chance to triple your points. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go!
George Washington.
Yeah!
That's right?
No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
I'm sorry. George Washington is incorrect.
Gotta let you go. Thanks for playing the game, Rick. And remember, thank you for playing the Power of One,
Charlie
Stuang-Stabenak production.
So did he lose all his points?
He didn't have any. Let's go to Matt in Fairfax. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Wow. It's a charge speed round.
It's what?
It's a charge speed round.
A charge speed round.
Guess the secret. Guess the secret celebrity. And we'll cancel all of your credit card debt.
How's that work?
You guess the secret celebrity, uh-huh. And we will cancel all of your secret debt.
Big prize.
Your celebrity card debt. I mean,
credit
whatever.
Card debt.
Credit card debt. And that's how you play the charge round?
That's right. We're playing the charge round. Uh-huh. It's the charge speed round. Guess the secret celebrity, and we'll cancel all of your credit card debt. Are you ready, Matt?
Hey, Charlie, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. You know, I've always been a big believer in this country. Anyway, here is your category. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is a tough one. We've had some easy ones leading up to this. No winner yet on Power of One.
That's amazing, Charlie.
The category is common colors of fire trucks. Are you ready for your question?
Charlie, who wrote these questions?
My brother Matthew.
How is Matthew?
Well, he can't write, but he uses his teeth.
Really?
On a keyboard.
You still live with him?
Ouch. No, not anymore.
Well, how come?
He lives at the Motion Picture Country Home for Actors. He was an actor.
What?
It could happen.
What movie was
Judy Tenuta.
Do you love her?
She's the best.
She's great, isn't she?
You'd have more guests like her on the show.
You ever bang her?
Yeah, I wish I could.
Yeah, I bet.
I think I might. You're listening to Power of One.
Uh-huh. Now back to the
game. It could happen.
It could happen. Thank you, Joe Arden. Thank you, Buzz Burbank. And everybody listening around the world. Let's go. The category, once again, is common colors of fire trucks. And here we go. This color is the most common color that fire trucks are. Especially ones that aren't yellow, white, or green. This color, sometimes called scarlet or crimson. Why are you laughing?
I'm
in
sorry.
The middle of the question.
Matthew wrote these.
This color, sometimes called scarlet or crimson, is also the color of blood and many barns. Apples can also be this famous color.
Oh, it's a famous color.
But not green apples. And now, Matt, name this color. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hot button.
Hallelujah, hot button.
Yes, sir. Pray real hard, and your points could increase by 50 or maybe 100.
Well, which is it?
What?
50 or 100.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. Gotta say goodbye. Thanks for playing the Power of One.
He doesn't get to guess about the fire truck?
I thought he already did.
No.
What's the guess?
Can I get a clue?
Okay, a clue on the fly. That's hard to do, but I'm gonna say...
A clue on the fly.
Little Red...
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, no, I was gonna say Little
Charlie.
Red Riding Hood.
Throw out the question. And...
Sorry, you lose anyway. Sorry. Thanks for playing the game. Let's go to... Oh, hold on a second.
No, that's him losing his money, Charlie.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, you loser.
Bye-bye, you loser.
Joe Anja, thank you. Our next contestant is from Alexandria, Virginia, and his name is Justin. Justin, you ready to play Power of One?
Absolutely.
Very good. Now, you never know when you might get a bonus round, a Fear Factor Cash Fiesta round, a bonus round two, or the Siren Challenge. Oh, my God. There it is. Charge speed round. Guess the secret celebrity again, and we'll cancel all of your credit card debt.
This is my favorite.
Go.
Charlie.
No, you are wrong.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Good guess.
You didn't respect the Power of One. Time to go to Leesburg, Virginia. Hello,
town.
Derek, where are you from?
Leesburg, Virginia.
Of course it is. Thanks so much for playing the game. Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready, Charlie.
Here is your category.
Oh, the category.
All right. Now, listen, we laughed during the categories. We can't do that, guys.
Does that make Matthew mad?
Matthew gets very angry because he took a lot of time writing these questions with his teeth.
Does he listen?
He does. Even though he's sort of deaf.
I forget. Is he older or younger than you?
He's actually a little bit younger.
Really?
You know what I always say about him?
What's that?
Sure plays a mean pinball.
Has he forgiven you?
Never.
About the orphanage?
Yeah, when the fire. I tried to get him out.
I know.
The only way to get him out was pushing him down the stairs.
Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Man, every night I live with that sound. Ka-chong. All right, let's go. Our contestant now is Derek from Leesburg, Virginia, who's playing Power of One. And here is your round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm in your category. I get so confused sometimes.
That's exciting.
I have a bloody nose.
All right, let's go. Do you need a towel?
Here's the category. This is very important. You got to listen to the categories because I will tell you this, my friend Derek from Leesburg. Sometimes the categories give away the answers.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Here's your category.
Okay.
Notable round Italian foods with crust and sauce that are often served at Pizza Hut.
Can I have that category again?
Notable round Italian foods with crust and sauce that are served often at Pizza Hut. Oh, wait a minute. It's another Fear Factor Fast Cash Fiesta Round.
Oh, it's a Fear Factor Fast Cash Fiesta Round.
Thank you, Joe Audner. Derek from Leesburg, here's how it works. In our Fear Factor Fast Cash Fiesta Round, points are awarded when you tell us something scary. So go ahead, tell us something scary right now.
Rob's got a trouser snake in his pants.
Is that good?
That was very funny, but it wasn't scary.
No, Charlie.
But that's okay. We're playing notable round Italian foods with crust and sauce that are often served at Pizza Hut, and here's your question. This notable Italian food is often round, but it can be square. It can either be served by the slice or by the pie, and features such common toppings as cheese, sausage, and pepperoni. Sometimes it can be delivered right to your door in 30 minutes or less.
Whoa.
Name this Italian dinner pie.
I'm going to guess pizza.
I'm terribly sorry. That is a shame.
Charlie,
so sorry.
Where's
the He Lost music?
What is the answer, then?
It doesn't matter, Rob.
Pizza is incorrect.
Thank you, Joe Arden, and thank you for your support. Somebody gets it.
That's right, Charlie.
All right. Oh, my God.
What happened?
That means it's time for bonus round two. Points are awarded and are possibly escalated in value only in secret, and good luck. Here we go. This is Amy in Kensington, Maryland. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, darling?
Darling.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
I said darling. Why are you giving me such a hard time?
I'm not accustomed to you in this role.
All right, let's go to Amy right now. All right, your category is denominations of United States paper money that are equal in value to four quarters.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, Charlie.
No. That means this is the last contestant.
We're out of time.
We're going to double her points because of that.
How many points does she have going into this? She has none right now.
Well, you can't. Double zero.
Yeah, whatever. All right, here's your question. You ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
This denomination of U.S. paper money is made by the U.S. Mint. Uh-huh. It is the least valuable denomination of paper money, and its value is roughly one-fifth of a $5 bill. It features a portrait of George Washington on the front. Remember, that was that question we had before.
Oh, yes. President. Nice callback, Charlie.
But here's the tough part. Uh-huh. The picture is not also on the back.
Oh.
Name this bill.
I think it's a peso.
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct.
She said peso.
A peso. No, that's it. And we're all out of time, Amy. Thanks so much. And that was the power of one, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you all enjoyed
it. The power of one.
The power of one is brought to you by Woolite Foaming Carpet Cleaner. Woolite, just right.
Stay tuned
for Gambit on many of our CBS radio stations.
That's the power of one. We want to thank everybody. And of course, we'll be back next week with another power of one. Hope you enjoy your 4th of July. Be good to animals. And remember what Charlie always says.
What?
Why eat vegetables when you can eat ice cream?
That's true.
I'm Charlie Stewart, reminding each and every one of you that this is another day. Another day is better than the first day. That's the way I always look at it. So when the sun comes up and the moon comes out, it doesn't matter which way you're going. Spin yourself around like they do in certain minor league baseball games.
Charlie,
and thank you.
Calm down.
I'm having a good time.
You be careful this year with your fireworks.
I will. I blew off my hand, but they grow back.
I know.
Stay tuned for lots more fun and more thrills when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. For everybody here, I'd like to thank the producers of Power of One, and this is Charlie Stewang Stabilak, reminding you it's always important to zip your fly. I'll see you next time, everybody, and we'll be back with more fun and more thrills. My name's Charlie Stewang Stabilak. It doesn't really matter what I'm talking about right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.